First, this news update.
It's 1 minute past five.
This is WLRN Herald News. I'm Michael Hiplin. Damage is extensive after Hurricane Wilma plowed through Florida today. More than 3 million people are without power right now, and initial insurance estimates are saying that losses from this storm could reach $9 billion. WLRN Herald reporter Rhonda Victor has been assessing damage between downtown Miami and southwest Miami-Dade County and spoke with me a short time ago.
I've seen, down Biscayne Boulevard in downtown Miami and part of the Brickell Corridor, both areas very heavily damaged with a lot of windows missing from high rises, obviously a lot of trees down. And in the Brickell area, there's some street flooding where drains are blocked and there's broken glass from a lot of the windows in the streets in Brickell. A lot of trees down on the side streets, too, also making it very difficult to travel through that area. The expressways are fairly clear and not much problem in terms of free-flowing movement. There are some trees down in the Don Shula, the 874 connector. I've seen some volunteers actually out there with hatchets trying to move that out of the way. The Florida Turnpike extension is free and clear. Arterial roads, for the most part, are clear. However, when you get into the smaller roads, there are a lot of limbs down and a lot of huge trees literally blocking lanes of many roads throughout the area.
Obviously, you've been through a lot of hurricanes down here over the decades, and you lived through Hurricane Andrew in 1992. But how does this compare to other recent hurricanes?
Well, I think that Wilma was far more powerful than what we witnessed with Katrina, even though in Southwest Dade we got a very hard hit by Katrina. This is also much more widespread in its damage from what I've heard as what goes on in all the way up through Broward, Palm Beach counties and other parts of the state. So as far as widespread damage, I think this is probably one of the biggest we have, although fortunately I have not seen much structure loss beyond broken windows. I know that there's trees falling into roofs. I absolutely saw not one working traffic signal in all of my travels. So while riding on the expressways is fairly simple and uneventful, all of the side streets with the traffic signals out is Every intersection is a dangerous intersection with all of the traffic signals out, people in a hurry to get to where they want to go, and the other sightseers clogging up the travel.
So certainly officials remind residents to always treat those as a four-way stop.
And people are making an effort to treat it as a four-way stop. I think there's a lot of confusion when you get to an intersection where there are, you know, six or eight lanes going in different directions, and everybody's not sure what time it is and whose turn it is. So it's dangerous out there.
WLRN Herald reporter Rhonda Victor, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Flooding has been extensive in the Florida Keys. Up to 5 feet of water stand in some parts of Key West. At one trailer park in Key Largo, residents of one mobile home park thought that they had escaped Wilma with only minimal damage until high tide a couple of hours ago brought water pouring into their homes. Broward County also especially hard hit. In downtown Hollywood, Casey D'Ambrosio is among residents cleaning up from yet another storm.
Lots of trees broke at pretty much the middle section of them, and they're cracked in half and they're blocking the streets. A lot of the shutters were ripped off and flew into other neighbors' homes. My awning fell down and hit my car and damaged the side of it. There's debris everywhere, and a lot of trees fell over people's homes, and then part of the roofs fell off.
So that area of Hollywood hit very hard.
Very hard, I would say. Worse than Katrina.
And this comes just during Katrina. You also suffered quite a bit of damage.
Quite a bit. I had lots of other trees that were down, and it was a mess here for a while. And it's the neighbors, I have a corner house, so the neighbors came over, and they all felt sorry for me. And so everybody was cleaning up, and it's just a real mess outside. Very scary. It was the doors were buckling, the windows were buckling, and a lot of the coconuts fell and were flying places. And it was. I was really nervous.
Okay, well, Casey, thanks for your time and good luck with the cleanup.
Thank you.
Hollywood resident Casey D'Ambrosio among those cleaning up this afternoon. Electric crews are just beginning the process of restoring power, but there are warnings that it could be quite a while before all electricity is restored. From our newsroom at the Miami Herald, I'm Michael Hiplin, WLRN Herald News.
Thank you, Michael.
It's been a long process of cleaning up for many in South Florida, and WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiplin spoke with some yesterday in Hollywood.
The sound of chainsaws, leaf blowers, and generators fills the air as residents near Young Circle work to remove downed trees and other debris. 10-year-olds Polly Aridia and Taylor Spitzer have been helping their families.
I've got a bunch of trees down, as you can see in my backyard. We've been moving it to out here, and I guess a lot of people have been helping to clean up.
The whole neighborhood's ruined by the hurricane. There's trees everywhere down.
But across the street, John Braganza says if there's an upside to the storm, it's that residents who had been strangers have gotten to know one another.
Monday, instead of going to work, we all sort of came out of our houses, took pictures, and showed each other how bad we got it from the trees down, and kind of helped each other out. By the evening, we were all friends and just hanging out and talking.
Michael Hiplin, WLRN, Herald News.
As reality hits the day after Wilma, frustrations are building from those awaiting relief supplies here in South Florida. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiplin has been out among the mayhem this afternoon and joins us live with more. Michael?
Well, Phil, already very long lines of people waiting for a chance to pick up bottled water as well as ice, and a lot of frustrated people. The line's especially long. I went to two locations in Broward County this afternoon, one the Oakwood Plaza in Dania Beach just off I-95 between Sheridan and Sterling. That's where you had several miles worth of cars just to get into the area. That's before then they were able to get anywhere near picking up any supplies. I also went to the Hollywood Greyhound track off of Pembroke Road and US 1. And that's where supplies were expected to begin being distributed at 2 o'clock. But apparently a FEMA truck had not yet arrived. Now police are telling people that it's going to be 4 o'clock. Already very long lines there of people just waiting, going to be out there for several hours. And some very frustrated. Two people I spoke with, Vivian Mitchell and Annette Ford, expressed a lot of frustration to me.
It's ridiculous.
They won't even allow you to line up. They're telling you, go, leave, come back, and then by the time you do that, the line is going to be so long, you probably won't even get served. And that's more stress, because you was here earlier when you could have been ahead of the game or ahead of the line, then you'll be way back to the end of the line somewhere.
The moment you leave.
Makes no sense.
But others are being a little more patient, some like this gentleman, Lenny Davis of Hollandale Beach, just patiently out there enjoying a beautiful day.
Well, nothing better to do today. There's no work. There's no electricity. You're not going to sit home watching TV. So you get out and enjoy a beautiful day like this. May as well enjoy it. Get to meet some friendly faces and so forth.
It's a pretty optimistic attitude compared to a lot of folks out here.
Well, you have to be, because I've been through this. I've experienced Andrew. I was in West Palm Beach for Francis and Jean. This is just another day and living in Florida, that's all.
State officials, though, are emphasizing that relief supplies are on the way and just encouraging people to be patient, that supplies will be arriving. Phil?
Mayor Alvarez told reporters he's not playing the blame game, but he's upset with what is obviously a flawed process that needs fixing. Meanwhile, Broward County officials say after their frustrations with the state yesterday, recovery efforts are running smoother today. Florida leaders are seeking to reassure the community that more relief supplies are on the way. Michael Hiplin is live at Broward Emergency Operations Center in Plantation with the latest there. Michael?
Well, Phil, the local leaders here, an update just wrapped up with several of our U.S. senators and representatives, and they say that with each passing day, more supplies will be arriving and that things will get better. It'll just take a little bit of time to work out all the kinks. Joining me right now is Broward County Mayor Kristen Jacobs. Mayor, what is the status right now for getting more ice, water, and food down to the relief distribution points here?
Well, right now, Broward County has wrested a little bit of the control from the state as far as logistically trying to understand where the trucks are, what their contents are, and where they should be directed. Broward County has been working with FHP to accompany all of the trucks as they leave our staging area in West Palm Beach and redirect them to the Broward County Arena. Once they get here, then BSO, the Broward Sheriff's Office, is then physically escorting each truck to our facility so we know where the trucks are and what's inside them, and we can direct them where the need is. One of the things we are looking to ask the public for is that although there are boil water orders in most of the area and throughout the county now, that you can use regular water out of your tap as long as you put in a teaspoon of bleach per gallon of water, shake it up, let it sit for half an hour, you will have water. If you are in line for just the reasons of water, you may want to rethink getting in these lines and going to these sites. There are other ways to get water. I also understand Publix Many of the public stores are open. Their deliveries of water have been pretty good, as well as FPNL was able to restore the Deerfield Beach warehouse facility, and Publix is generating its own ISO that will also be available for sale. So certainly we're hoping some of this may help stem the line and the demand for ice and water at these distribution sites.
So briefly, any suggestion for someone that does need supplies, what's their best bet? Should they go line up?
If they are able to take care of water by using the bleach or boil method, that would be preferable to getting and waiting a long line. I think everyone would agree with that. If they are able to get to their Publix and take advantage of ice that's for sale, if they are physically or financially able to do that, the other options, of course, are to get in line. But as the county is relying on the state to deliver these goods, we do understand there's about 127 trucks that are bound for Broward County. We're just a little uncomfortable right now with when we're going to be receiving them, and we're trying to kind of take control, put it into our own hands.
Okay, Broward County Mayor Kristen Jacobs, thank you for your time. Also, one of the U.S. representatives speaking here, Representative Clay Shaw, has also been working with oil companies to get generators to the individual gas stations, and says that the companies have been receptive and have sent some. Some more gas stations will be getting power and coming online here over the next couple of days. But officials say don't panic, just be patient. More supplies are coming. Live at the Broward Emergency Operations Center, Michael Hiplin, WLRN, Herald News.
Thank you, Michael, very much. As the mayor mentioned there, boil water orders still extend to most areas of Broward County.
And with long lines for fuel, efforts are being made to get more gas stations open. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiplin has that story.
U.S. Representative Clay Shaw wants more pumps up even before power is restored to each area.
We've been contacting various oil companies throughout the country. The major oil companies are about 10 of them that my office we've been working with. And Chevron and Exxon, as well as Sunoco, have committed to sending as many generators down as they can to get their gas stations up and running. They have expressed concern as to the pumping capacity out at Port Everglades. We're working on that. We're working through that. The county officials don't think that that's going to be a problem, but we are going to try to get extra generators in there in order to be sure that it doesn't become a problem.
And with long lines, not only for gas, but also ice, water, and food, Broward County Mayor Kristen Jacobs is looking at what went wrong.
I think that the response from the state was they were gearing up and trying to do what they could in the midst of the 24-hour window following a storm. I think all of us underestimated the level to which the citizens were not really prepared for this storm. While we had many, many calls out there for people to be able to take care of their own needs for at least 1 to 2 days, what we found is that people, in fact, did not have food or water, even for 1 day, fuel for 1 day, as the line started to go long. Now, whether part of that is due to panic in that first day or not, we don't know.
But Mayor Jacobs says more supplies are on the way, and that with each passing day, the situation will get much better. Michael Hiplin, WLRN, Herald News.
And as of last night, Florida Power and Light reports that more than 25% of its customers that lost electricity from Hurricane Wilma have had their power restored.
Wilma played a nasty trick and ruined the treats for many kids in South Florida who might have to skip Halloween. Most cities are canceling or scaling back events, and WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiplin got reaction from their toughest critics.
With downed trees and power lines littering many of their sidewalks, Hollywood officials say it's just not safe for trick-or-treating. 9-year-old Johnny Chisholm knows that's the case.
Because all the trees and stuff, but we're going to go anyways.
Why is it important for you to do this?
Because it's fun and we get candy and egg houses.
Now, of course, that's not appropriate behavior, but symbolizes the devious spirit of Halloween, which ranks just under Christmas as a favorite for many young kids. 9-year-old Tierra Valdez and 12-year-old Johnny Chisholm are disappointed.
Because candy?
You want candy?
Yeah.
Well, how about if your parents just bought you some candy? Would that make up for it?
No.
You have to have the excitement of going around the neighborhood?
Yep.
We get one night of the year to take candy from strangers. That makes up for the entire year. Yeah. 364 days a year, our parents tell us not to take candy from strangers. It's the one night we get to do it.
While many cities have canceled Halloween events, others like Weston, Miami Beach, and Coral Gables are going ahead with previously scheduled events. Michael Hiplin, WLRN, Herald News.
A final decision is up to Governor Bush. President Bush visited South Florida yesterday, promising more coordinated assistance from the federal government. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiplin has the story.
President Bush got applause at a church in Pompano Beach, where he met with volunteers and those lining up for relief supplies.
I've come here with the governor and the mayors of this area because I wanted to thank all the volunteers who've come down to help people in need. And there's an amazing spirit after a disaster, and that spirit is the spirit of people willing to give up their time. I've also come to make sure the federal response dovetails in with the state efforts.
The president also said concerns about gasoline will be alleviated as new shipments arrive and power comes back on at stations. He then traveled down to the National Hurricane Center, where he got a tour and met with forecasters, thanking them for their work. Michael Hiplin, WLRN, Herald News.
FPL expects all the outages to be resolved before Thanksgiving, with residents in South Dade reconnected by November 8th. If there's been any bright side to this hurricane, it's that some neighbors have finally started to really get to know one another. That's been the case for WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin. He spent every night since Wilma hit hanging out with his neighbors under the stars in Hollywood.
Sitting on front lawns in the darkness, neighbors of mine have been bringing out instruments with impromptu jams lasting for several hours. They've also been grilling every night this week, providing a steady flow of steaks, chicken, baked potatoes, and pasta. Robert Wilson says the storm has provided a unique opportunity.
It's brought together like me and my community and people that I've never thought I would be having dinner with and discussing. You know, it just made friends out of people that ordinarily would just be neighbors, you know. All of a sudden now I feel like I have friends. I know more about my next door neighbor than I ever did.
John Berganza has been among my neighbors who have generators and has been generous, sharing food with the rest of us.
It's been excellent. I had no idea that I had such personable neighbors. We shared a common lifestyle of drinking beer and landscaping. It's like we found a hobby that we really enjoy. Make light of the situation, sort of enjoy all the broken up trees.
Michael Hiplin, WLRN, Herald News.
And if you refuse to give up your Friday night because of an early evening curfew, fortunately you don't have to. Miami-Dade's curfew has been rolled back, now in effect from midnight to 6 a.m. Broward County's curfew is currently 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. From our newsroom at the Miami Herald, I'm Joshua Johnson, WLRN, Herald News.
It's scary, you know, situation because we financially, you know, losing everything, you know, the only thing we can thank God for is that we're still alive.
Extreme frustration. That's how some describe the emotions of people with roof damage trying to get repairs done. In many cases, it'll be weeks before FEMA can even provide them with a temporary tarp. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin has more.
It's a tough situation for Tammy Landa of Hollywood.
I'm praying to get a blue tarp for my roof that's about to cave in.
She was told it'll be at least 1 to 2 months before a tarp will be available.
There's just going to be more and more damage. My assessor was out today, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to recall him to report even more damage. I'm scared to death because my ceilings are about to cave in. And one more rain, one more sprinkle, I'm afraid that I'm going to be, you know, looking at the blue sky.
Madeline Molnar of Pembroke Pines is in a similar situation.
My State Farm insurance man told me there's 59,000 houses ahead of mine. That makes you a little bit uneasy. And then the guy that's putting the temporary roof on wants $10,000. And then it's going to get ripped off to put a real roof on in April. That bothers me. The $10,000 bothers me because I know I'm getting whacked, or my insurance company's getting whacked, or we're all getting whacked. And then I got to wait till April to get it. So my roof will probably wind up costing $30,000.
But then others are having a hard time even reaching a roofer, with many not taking new customers and long waiting lists to even get a damage assessment. Michael Hiplin, WLRN, Herald News.
This is WLRN Herald News. I'm Rhonda Victor. Well, it was a big problem after Hurricane Andrew, but state officials are vowing to keep construction fraud from becoming widespread as homeowners begin repairing their structures from Wilma. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin has the story.
Miami-Dade State Attorney Kathy Fernandez-Rundle says they've learned from history.
As checks start to roll into the community from various insurance companies, so will a lot of charlatans.
Which is why Miami-Dade Police Captain Carlos Vasquez says they're taking proactive steps.
We're actually doing sweeps once a week. We're going out in different communities and doing sweeps of contractors, stopping and pulling them over on the sides of the road as they're getting off the highways and making sure they are licensed, that they have all the licenses that they require, that they meet all the standards that we're looking for, and contacting them. Really, the goal is the individual homeowner, so we don't have people that are losing the money that they're getting from their insurance, and then it feels like they've been abused twice.
A few key suggestions for homeowners: always get a written estimate, have a signed contract, and make sure anyone doing work on your home is licensed with the state. Michael Hiblin, WLRN, Herald News.
This is WLRN. The time is 5:30.
This is WLRN Herald News. I'm Joshua Johnson. There are again long lines for aid in the aftermath of Hurricane Wilma, this time for food stamps. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin spoke with people lined up in Hollywood.
Thousands have been making their way through long lines, snaking through a covered parking lot at Millennium Mall. Mary Penn was among those filling out an application as part of the Food for Florida program.
I live alone, but I'm retired. And I did have to throw out everything out of my freezer, and I really did need some food. They say, how much money do you have presently? Zero. Because I've had to take everything that I had to, you know, to continue to exist.
Dedrick Pittman was there with his wife and two young kids.
We just got power on, and now my lights on. I'm cleaning out my refrigerator and stuff, trying to get everything cleaned out, going back to work, you know. Everything, like, our lights just got back on in my job, so everything slowly but surely, everything's coming back on and getting back to civilization, you know.
The site, along with two others in Broward, will be open every day through Saturday. Michael Hiblin, WLRN, Herald News.